Hello, this is Laura Davis, co-author of The Courage to Heal and author of The Courage to Heal Workbook, Allies in Healing and Beginning to Heal. And I have a gift for you today, which is I'm going to share with you a guided visualization that I have used in some of my writing retreats. And this one is about receiving a gift. And a gift to help you with your healing. So before you begin, what I would recommend is that you find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed for an hour. That will give you time both to go through the whole visualization and also to do some writing afterwards, maybe even an hour and a half. So a nice block of time where there's no telephones, computers, children, doorbells, anything that will disturb you, where you really know you'll be alone and can do this in a quiet, undisturbed way. And you'll want to be able to be comfortable. You can lay on the floor if that's possible. If it isn't, you can sit as erect as you can in a chair. And the idea is going to be relaxed but alert. So the goal is not to fall asleep, but to keep your mind engaged, but to let your body deeply relax. And the only other thing that you will need is a notebook and a pen so that when the guided visualization is over, you will have the tools necessary to write about it. So you might want to pause this recording right now to get things ready. And then when you are ready to begin, you can begin again and I will start the visualization. So I want you to be lying on the floor, sitting comfortably. And before we begin, I just want to say that in this visualization, I will give certain details. If the details that come up in your mind are different, go with what's coming up for you and feel free to ignore any specifics I say if they don't fit the picture emerging in your own mind. So you have complete permission to follow this visualization and see where it takes you in your own head, not just my instructions. So in this guided meditation, you will meet someone, a guardian, and I will use the pronoun she as I go through, but your guardian might not necessarily be female. Your guardian might have a different gender or not even be human. Your guardian might be a horse or a dog or another animal. And the natural setting that I describe may not be the setting that emerges for you. So feel free to follow your own mind. So I want you to begin by relaxing as much as you can and close your eyes. If you're not comfortable closing your eyes, you can leave them softly focused so that your eyes are still open, but they're not fixed on anything. It's better if you close your eyes, if you can. And just let the sound of my voice wash over you. And I want you to begin by just breathing. Just letting your breath come in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you continue to breathe in this way, let your breath descend from your chest deeper into your belly, deeper into your body. Let the weight of your arms and your legs and your body be heavy, sinking into the floor or the chair, letting your weight sink down and letting the floor or the chair rise up to meet you so you feel fully supported. I want you to start at the top of your head and notice any sensations, any tension. in your scalp and gradually moving down through your forehead and towards your eyes. And if there are any places that are tight or tense, just see if you could tense them for a moment and then let them go. And continue moving down into your cheekbones, your nose, your nasal cavity, your cheeks, your ears, the inside of your mouth, that you relax your jaw, your chin, your neck, and just continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth as you continue to scan through your body. There may be places that are tight or tense or numb, places where you have no sensation. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Just notice what is happening in your body and continue to breathe, bringing your awareness into your chest, to your shoulder blades, into your waist, your internal organs, letting your belly relax, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Bring your awareness into your shoulders and down your arms, past your elbows, your forearms, into your wrists and down into your hands. Letting your arms and your hands and your fingers relax. Bring your awareness back into your torso, and move down to your hips, your buttocks, and down into your legs. Just letting everything go. Feeling the rug or the floor rise up to meet you. Letting your weight get heavy. Bring your awareness into your thighs, your knees, down into your shins, your ankles, and your feet. Letting your back be strong and your belly soft. And just take a few more deeper breaths, breathing in through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Knowing that you are safe, that you are supported, that my voice can take you where you need to go. I want you to imagine yourself on a journey far from where you are right now. You have traveled far, and this is a journey you must take alone. You are on a quest to find the gift you need to move into the next phase of your life. Imagine yourself standing in a field. It is filled with wildflowers and tall grass. When you look out and all around you, you can see tall trees surrounding this field. It can be a place you have seen before, or one that you are only seeing in your imagination. This meadow is a peaceful place, a place that inspires stillness You can hear the comforting sounds of the natural world. In front of you, you see a path. You didn't see it at first, but now the way is clear before you. It's a path that stretches far out into the distance, a path that is meant for you and you alone. And a golden light beckons you onward. Stand at the start of this path, listening, knowing that you are safe, that you have everything you need already inside you to make this journey. Start to walk on this path. And as you do, I'm going to count backwards from 20. And as I do so, I want you to imagine yourself walking down this path, following it exactly where it is you need to go. 20. 19. 18. 17. You are feeling more deeply relaxed. 16. 15. 14. You are safe and comfortable, more willing to let go. 13. 12. 11. You are feeling open to whatever comes. 10. 9. 8. You can feel yourself letting go more and more, deeper and deeper. 7. 6. 5. You are less and less in your conscious mind and more connected to your inner wisdom. 4. 3. 2. 1. As you walk down this path, notice how it begins to change. Notice the light around you. Look around. What do you see? What do you smell? What sounds do you hear? What is under your feet? What does it feel like to walk on this pathway that has been here waiting for you to be ready? And now you are ready. You have everything you need to make this journey. Now look ahead. You can see a doorway in front of you. It's a doorway to your own sacred home. When you see the doorway, your breath quickens. You know that this doorway is meant for you. What does the doorway look like? Its shape, its color. What is it made of? Does it have a large door? A small one? How does it open? What do you need to do to cross this threshold? Place your hand on the door and open it. Cross the threshold into your sacred place and gently close the door behind you. What do you see? What's directly in front of you? When you look to the right, what do you see? When you look to the left, what do you see? When you look above you, what do you see? When you look down to your feet, what do you see? What is the quality of the light in this sacred space? What sounds are you hearing? What smells? As you look around, what is one small thing you hadn't noticed before that you are noticing now? Standing inside the threshold, you know this is your place, the place you were meant to be. Now you see a person coming toward you. This person is your guardian. She has been waiting for you for a long time. She smiles broadly, welcoming you. She extends her arms in greeting and invites you into her home. She makes a place for you by the fire. You sit together and share a meal. You have never felt so comfortable in your life. This hearth is the one place you have always longed for, your deepest home. Safe and familiar. You have come home. When you look into your guardian's eyes, your false self slips away. There is nothing to hide here. Your guardian looks at you with unconditional love and says, "Everything will be all right." And you know in the deepest part of your being that it will be. Everything will be all right. Then your guardian leans forward and says, "I have something for you." And your guardian reaches down and puts a wrapped gift into your hands. "This is what you need," she says. "This is what you need on your journey." She looks at you with the deepest love and hands the gift to you. What does it feel like in your hands? Its weight, its texture. Does it have a smell? When you shake it, does it make a sound? You look at your guardian with tears in your eyes, and she smiles back at you. "Open it," she says. "It's time." And you do open it. When you see what is inside, you smile. You recognize that this is the gift you have been needing all along. Take a moment to examine your gift. When you look up, there are tears in your eyes, tears of recognition, of gratitude. Your guardian looks at you with deep eyes and says, "This gift is yours to keep. It is yours forever and always. It will be there for you when you need it. It will help you through the darkest times. It will remind you of who you truly are and who you are meant to be." And then the two of you talk. You ask the questions that have been in your heart for so long, and your guardian answers. You talk long into the night. And in the morning, when the fire has burned down, you know it is time to go. Your guardian takes your hands in blessing, and you leave, holding your precious gift. When you reach the door of the chamber, you turn back. Lift your hand in farewell, knowing that you could come back here anytime you wish. As you open the door to the world you came from, your footsteps are purposeful, and your heart is at peace. You close the doorway behind you. It is time to journey back to our world, bringing with you the magic and the wisdom you gained on your journey, carrying your gift. Imagine yourself heading back on that pathway now. I'm going to count back up to 20. And when I get to 20, I want you to open your eyes. And in silence, before doing anything else, open your notebook and write about your journey, including the gift you were given. One. Two. Three. 4. You can feel yourself carrying your memories of your travels as you come more and more into this world. 4. Five, six, seven. You are feeling more awake, more aware of your body. 8, nine, 10. 11. You can feel yourself coming back into this room, this time, this place. 11. 12. 13. 14. You are feeling more alert, more connected to present time. 15. 16. 17. 18. You can feel your body on the chair or on the floor. Hear any sounds in the room. You are coming back into present time, ready to write. 19, 20. Now open your eyes, pull out your notebook, and begin to write. For the next 30 minutes, tell me about your journey and the gift you received.